From barbershops to posh salons, gossip and hair are intertwined like love and flowers. Being a hairdresser in a small town like Sunrise Bay comes with challenges. I'm not like my sister Nikki, who loves spreading any juicy story she can on her radio segment, Scandals of Sunrise Bay. But at the same time, I can't stop people from sharing news they hear or discussing private matters while they're getting their hair done. This is especially true on Teased Thursdays, as we call them, at my salon Fringe. Every Thursday, leisure suit-wearing Fran and her gang of followers inundate Fringe for their weekly curl, tease, and hairspray that somehow lasts them until the following Thursday. The difference this week is that I had no idea I'd be the topic of gossip.
Hot Pants was down at the bay running without a shirt again,
Fran says with her eyes closed as I tower over her washing her gray hair. I mouth, "Hot Pants?" to Malia, another hairstylist at my salon.
Are you spying on Gavin Price again?
Malia asks, her fingers digging into Fran's biggest sidekick, Nora's, bottle red hair.
Fran's daughter sent us all the CDs. We've been watching that show of his,
Nora says. My eyebrows shoot up. Gavin Price, the Hollywood heartthrob who moved here permanently this past spring, is well known for his role in the teenage drama series High Society. I can't lie and say I didn't have pictures of him on my walls.
I think you mean DVDs.
Malia bites her lip to stop from laughing. Fran ignores Malia's correction.
The four of us get together every Saturday night to watch two episodes. We make margaritas, virgin, of course, and eat pineapple upside-down cake.
Sounds fun,
I say, putting a towel around Fran's head and slowly raise her up in the chair so she doesn't get dizzy, a constant complaint that she posts on the Sunrise Bay social media page. As though I'm whipping people up in their chairs as though it's a carnival ride.
After living the majority of my life in Los Angeles, the small Alaskan town I found myself in love with is the polar opposite of what I'm used to. My first trip here was supposed to be a getaway, somewhere to escape the rumors, the gossip, the stigma of being a child star turned adult. But after returning to Los Angeles, I still found myself dreading every audition call, hearing the same old shit, how much they loved me in High Society and the Carters, but they just couldn't see me in another role, was getting old. I'm sure my parents never guessed that after a brief modeling career when I was 6, they would end up packing up all our shit and driving across the country with all their hopes and dreams pinned on me. It only took 2 years before I landed the Carters. I was one of the lucky ones. But with my success came a lot of pressure. Pressure I didn't mind until the past couple of years. After I leave the salon, I drive over to the neighboring town of Lake Starlight to see my good friends from Los Angeles, Griffin Thorne and Phoenix Bailey. They've been living in both Alaska and Los Angeles for years now, but I've only ever seen them down in LA. I'm not out of my brand new truck for a second when Griffin steps out of the house carrying his youngest son, Jack.
I guess when you decide to go in, you go all in. A truck?
He eyeballs my newest purchase. He's right to question me. Back in LA, all I drove were sports cars. Anything that went fast and let me drive away from it all at top speed. Sometimes I think back to those times and think I might not have realized it, but maybe I was tempting fate, trying to harm myself. I shake the thought from my head. I've come a long way from that man-child in the past 2 years, and I'm sure Alaska has had something to do with that. I tap the hood of my metallic gray Bronco. I didn't go full pickup truck. It's more SUV than anything. I have to fit in at some point. I walk up the path toward the front door.